Welcome to Sermon Seeds for Sunday, a short reflection from Worship at Hand. This week we focus on Genesis 25, 19-34, and Matthew 13, 1-9 and 18-23. The sermon title is Sowing, Choosing, Becoming, Living the Word of the Kingdom. These readings bring together Jesus' parable of the sower with its seeds scattered across different kinds of soil, and the story of Esau trading his birthright for a bowl of stew. Together they invite us to ask what we truly value, what we are allowing to take root in us, and what kind of soil our choices are creating. The image that stayed with me is the field. Not a perfect field, not a neatly prepared garden bed, but a real field with paths, rocks, thorns, and good earth all mixed together. That feels much closer to the truth of our lives. Most of us aren't one kind of soil all the time. There are places in us that are open and receptive. There are also places that have become hardened by hurt, hurry, cynicism, or exhaustion. There are shallow places where we receive something with enthusiasm but struggle to sustain it when life becomes costly. And there are thorny places where faith begins to grow, but gets crowded out by worry, pressure, money stress, busyness, and the thousand little demands of daily life. Jesus' parable is honest about that, but it's also deeply hopeful, because the sower keeps sowing. God doesn't wait for perfect soil before scattering grace. God doesn't restrict the seed to those who already have everything sorted. Grace is thrown widely, generously, almost recklessly onto every kind of ground, even the hard places, even the rocky places, even among the thorns. One thing preachers may want to notice is that the sermon connects soil with choice. That's where Genesis comes in. Esau is hungry. He's tired. He wants what's in front of him. And in that moment, he trades away his birthright for a bowl of stew. It's easy to judge him, but we should be careful. Hunger narrows vision. Urgency makes the future feel unreal. When we're exhausted, anxious, or desperate, the immediate thing can seem like the only thing. But the story asks a sharp question. What are we trading away? What long-term calling, identity, relationship, or purpose might we surrender for short-term relief? And what do we treat as disposable because we're tired, rushed, or distracted? What do we forget to value until it's gone? Jacob, of course, is no saint in this story. He's calculating and opportunistic. That matters too. These aren't perfect people, yet God's story continues through them. That's a strong word of grace. God works through real lives, flawed lives, complicated lives, lives like ours. For worship leaders, this opens up a service full of concrete imagery. Seeds, soil, stones, thorn, stew, a bowl on one table marked now, and a pot of soil on another marked growing. A plant wrapped in ribbons labelled worry, hurry, screens, pressure and fear, then gently freed one strand at a time. A children's talk could invite people to hold out their hands, like open soil, and ask, what helps God's love grow in us? This is also a Sunday to slow people down. The gospel invites people to notice what's shaping their inner life, what fills our days, what forms our habits? What do we make room for? What do we crowd out? In a world of constant urgency, the parable of the sower offers a slower, deeper rhythm. Seeds don't grow because someone shouts at them. They grow through patience, depth, nourishment, light, and time. That's true of faith as well. There's a beautiful resonance here with Fenua, land, soil, place of belonging. We're shaped by where we are rooted, and spiritually, we're shaped by what we return to, what we nurture, what we allow to feed us. However you shape worship this Sunday, may these readings help your congregation resist the pull of urgency and become more receptive to grace. May they ask what they are holding on to, what they're trading away, and what God might still be growing in them. May they trust that no life is beyond reshaping, no soil beyond renewal, and no seed of the kingdom wasted in the patient hands of God. The full worship at hand service for this Sunday, including prayers, sermon, hymn suggestions, children's talk ideas, and images, is available from Philip Garside Books. Nga mihi.